From KUBR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's former U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch endorsed John Huntsman Jr. in the race for governor today. Huntsman is a former Utah governor and served as U.S. ambassador to China and Russia. Hatch said in a statement that he's endorsing Huntsman because of his, quote, bold vision for the future and proven leadership. Current U.S. Senator Mike Lee has also endorsed Huntsman, calling him a remarkable leader and a true conservative. This week, the National Bureau of Economic Research announced that the U.S. economy officially entered a recession in February. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports the long-term effects could play out differently in cities versus rural areas.
During a pandemic, living in a more dense city is not an advantage. Still, according to Sankar Mukhopadhyay,
but on the back end, like once the threat of the virus goes away, the threat of the pandemic goes away, cities will figure out a way to come back.
Mukhopadhyay is a professor of economics at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says as economies start to open up again, cities have an economic edge.
In general, cities are more diversified, and there is obviously more innovation going on, which makes the cities more resilient. That's why cities are cities, that they can essentially respond to more kinds of things, more kinds of disruptions.
Mukhopadhyay says that's not the case in many rural areas. That means small businesses or restaurants there may not bounce back. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Utah Congressman Ben McAdams says he's working to simplify the forgivable loan process for small businesses seeking COVID-19 relief. McAdams says he wants to make the process to get a loan easier.
We should cut the red tape and have an expedited, streamlined process for loan forgiveness for those small businesses who, you know, may have a $40,000 loan that helps them through a critical time and helps them to pay their employees.
The Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act of 2020, signed into law last week, amends the original program by changing the amount of time borrowers have to spend loans and lowers the percentage of the loan that must be spent on payroll. Utah's Department of Health reported 237 new cases of COVID-19 today. That means the state has now seen more than 12,500 cases. Health officials also announced 3 new deaths. 2 of the people were over the age of 60 and living in long-term care facilities. In fact, about 40% of the deaths so far have been in these locations. 127 Utahns have died from COVID-19. The Lake Powell Pipeline Draft Environmental Impact Statement is now open for public comment. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports on how the document affirms positions long held by those for and against the pipeline.
The Washington County Water Conservancy District has been saying since the 1990s the growing county is going to need another source of water. That's why it's been at the center of the push for the Lake Powell Pipeline. Brock Belknap is the Assistant General Manager of the project and says the choice to go forward is a significant one.
Are we going to be able to maintain a lifestyle that allows us to enjoy what we've become accustomed to? Or are we going to face a future where we don't have enough water and the adverse consequences that flow from that?
On the other side of the debate is Lisa Rutherford. She's been opposed to the project for years, and the 313-page statement hasn't done much to change her mind.
We have enough water here to grow this area for a long time and not have to extend ourselves financially to do it.
The document projects the pipeline would cost around $2 billion, and the draft document finds the county has the ability to repay the cost of the pipeline if current population projections hold up. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
Utah Division of Wildlife Resources biologists have discovered 2 bodies of water with illegally dumped fish in them. Researchers found Utah chubs, a fish in the carp or minnow family, in Panguitch Lake in southwest Utah. They also found goldfish in Jackson Flat Reservoir. According to DWR, chubs had to be eradicated from Panguitch Lake in 2005, and the new fish were likely introduced as live bait, which is illegal. They think the goldfish are the result of someone getting rid of an unwanted pet. Both fish compete with native species and can take over water bodies. It's illegal to move fish from one location to another and to dump unwanted aquarium fish. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.